Next, we're going to report on a business that seems to be doing well, even though it no doubt makes some people's skin crawl. In Southern California, there is a place called Worm City. It's a row of clapboard houses, which are home to colonies of hissing cockroaches and crickets and mountains of mealworms. Every day, 84-year-old Fred Rimes ships out 2 to 3 million worms to buyers across the country. Gloria Hillard reports.
On the edge of this industrial warehouse neighborhood of Los Angeles is a block-long street lined with small houses. In the middle of the block, a grain wood plank sign advertises bait and tackle. Another hand-painted sign welcomes newcomers to Worm City, population 90 million. It's an old sign. The town has grown.
I keep 120 million worms on hand all the time to ship, about 25,000 square feet of worms.
In a baseball hat, Hawaiian shirt, and tennis shoes, Worm City's unofficial mayor, Fred Rimes, is giving me a tour of his makeshift town. He's pointing out the tan cottages that are home to his worms, and I'm thinking, at least they're quiet neighbors.
I do raise crickets, too.
And Madagascar hissing cockroaches. More on those popular reptile treats later, because for Fred Rimes, it all began with worms.
Grew up in Minnesota. And I used to go behind a farmer when he'd disc his fields behind the plow and pick up the worms. Then I'd take them and sell them to a fishing tackle store.
These days, he ships some 2 to 3 million worms every day, more than a billion a year, along with crickets and cockroaches. His customers are still bait and tackle shops, along with zoos, pet stores, and occasionally Hollywood. Here, in the thermostat-controlled buildings, the 80-day life cycle of the mealworm unfolds. Fred shows me a huge plastic tray with thousands of the wiggly caramel-colored mealworms, his superworms, as he likes to call them. They're raised on whole wheat and cactus. Fred scoops up 2 handfuls.
I like to play with them. I always have. Ever since a little kid, I like worms.
Moving outside and down the block, I hear a familiar chirping.
Now, all these buildings here are in crickets. I'll show you one of them.
In large troughs, tens of thousands of crickets crawl through what looks like a colony of egg cartons. Next door is home to thousands of hissing Madagascar cockroaches, who seem to be pretty quiet right now. At adult stage, they're about 2 inches long with black legs and amber-colored bodies. To get them to hiss, you have to rub their stomachs. They kind of sound like aerosol spray cans. Fred runs the business with his wife, Betty, who prefers sitting in the main office behind the desk.
I love them. But I don't go near them.
Fred's here 6 days a week. It keeps him young, he says. And I asked him how he came up with the name Rainbow Mealworms for his business.
Well, when I was a little kid, my mother always told me there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. So I used to get on my bicycle with a shovel and go try and get the end of the rainbow, and I'd dig and never know gold.
But he did find worms.
You're right. I never thought of it that way.
And he still loves worms, just as he did as a boy. The hissing Madagascars? Not so much. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.